This is West Southwest. I'm Sevilla Mann. We're speaking with biologist John Vucetich about Michigan's debate over wolf hunting. Vucetich studies the wolf and moose populations of Isle Royal. He's also a professor at Michigan Technological University. Vucetich will be at Western Michigan University Thursday and Friday to talk about his research and the future of Michigan wolf hunting. We spoke about why that future is uncertain. John Vucetich, welcome back to West Southwest.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be here.
Last year, 2014, saw a variety of issues come up regarding the status of wolves, both nationally and in Michigan in particular. I want to talk about each of those. So to start out, for one, Michigan allowed a wolf hunt in 2014, but from what I understand, it sounded like only about half of the number of wolves that they had said could be killed were killed. What ended up happening with that hunt?
Well, for that particular hunt, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources allowed for approximately 40 wolves to be killed. That's just an approximate number. That gives the rough idea, though. And what in fact happened was that only about 20 were killed by hunters. And there are a variety of comments that can be made about that. Some people think, and I'd be inclined to agree, it suggests that Michiganders aren't really all that interested in killing wolves. If they were particularly interested in killing wolves as sport, they would have filled that quota. And another consideration, though, is that it was firearm only. There was no trapping allowed. And if trapping had been allowed, trapping is a much easier way to kill wolves, and they probably would have reached their quota if trapping had been allowed. And so if there are any prospects of hunting or trapping in the future for wolves in Michigan, it would be something for citizens to be paying attention to. Do they allow traps or not?
Were the 20 or so wolves that were killed, were they all concentrated in one area?
They were spread out a little bit. I don't think the geographic spread of them was all that significant. The DNR would argue that they were tended to be killed around farms where livestock had been lost. I'm not so sure that that's a most useful characterization of where the wolves were killed.
All right, so there was the hunt that was allowed in 2014. Then in November, there were two questions on the ballot regarding future wolf hunts. Both failed, but from what I've read, that doesn't necessarily mean that wolf hunts won't happen in the future. What is the status of wolf hunting right now in Michigan?
Well, it's not allowed at the moment, and the reason that it's not allowed is a little bit complicated. There was, as you had mentioned, some referenda, and the referenda led to a situation where the Natural Resource Commission might have been able to allow hunting in a subsequent season. But what now prevents them from doing that is that there was litigation that also took place. This is a litigation that began some time ago, more than a year ago. The litigants included the Humane Society of the United States, and they sued the federal government, now not the state government, but the federal government, and they sued them over the idea of whether wolves belonged on the endangered species list or not. One thing is that you can't hunt wolves if they're on the federal endangered species list. They had been delisted. That allowed, in principle, for Michigan to go through the process of figuring out whether they wanted to hunt wolves or not. But when the Humane Society of the United States and others sued the federal government about whether wolves should be on the endangered species list or not, they won. And in winning, that put the wolves back on the endangered species list. And that means that it's the state of Michigan can do nothing about wolf hunting at this point in time. If it wanted to hunt wolves, it simply would not be allowed to by federal law. And so that ruling by the federal judge to have wolves put back on the endangered species list is going to be challenged in two ways. One is that the states of Michigan and Wisconsin and the federal government are planning to appeal that decision by the judge. So this decision about whether wolves should be on the endangered species list or not will soon be heard by an appellate judge. The other thing that is happening more or less at the same time is that the United States Congress is considering passing a law, and that law would very specifically isolate wolves in the Upper Great Lakes area and for historical, political reasons in the state of Wyoming, and it would say that wolves in those two areas will simply be delisted by fiat, if you will. And so depending on how those actions take place will determine whether Michigan can decide whether it wants to have wolf hunting or not. And so those things could, it's really difficult to predict the future. Some of those things could happen kind of quickly. Some of them could be a bit slow in coming in terms of knowing what Congress would do and in terms of knowing what how the litigation will play out.
When I look at the Michigan Department of Natural Resources page on wolves, the section on wolf hunts or harvests, as they put it, is framed in terms of resolving conflict issues between humans and wolves. And I gather from your interview last year with WMUK's Brian Peterson that you would take a couple of issues with that wording. Could you explain what you think of that rationale for wolf hunting?
Oh, sure. You know, the reasons that the Department of Natural Resources have offered for why we should have a wolf hunt is to reduce threats that wolves represent to humans and to livestock. And the notion, and the basic idea is that if we are shooting at wolves, they'll be more afraid of people. And if we're shooting at wolves, they'll learn to stay away from livestock. And there's a couple of problems with all of this. One is that wolves simply are not a threat to humans. And it's irresponsible to suggest otherwise. And so then the idea that we're going to shoot at wolves for some threat that actually isn't real is, well, it's also irresponsible to predicate management on something that's simply not true. If wolves were ever a threat to humans, then that would be such an important problem that you would want to deal with it immediately. You'd want to deal with it, you know, that same day, and you'd want to deal with it thoroughly, and you'd want to deal with it precisely. You'd want to find exactly the wolf that's causing the problem, and you'd want to remove that threat without any doubt. And hunting just doesn't seem like a sensible way to accomplish that. If there's a threat to human safety in April, you're going to wait until November and hope that some hunter has the good fortune of killing the wolf that was causing this threat. That doesn't make any sense at all. The Michigan DNR has for many years, you know, kept its finger on the pulse of instances where there might even be the perception of threat against humans. And in all these cases, they've dealt with them fine and without hunting. And that's the way to deal with that. Now, the question about livestock is a little bit similar and a little bit different to the human safety issue. The part that is different is that wolves do, in fact, kill livestock from time to time. And the concern, however, is hunting really the sensible way to deal with that threat? And there's quite a few reasons to think that hunting is not a sensible way to deal with that kind of threat. And it comes down to, well, a great deal of research has been done anyways on the relationship between wolves and livestock and how to mitigate the threat that wolves represent to livestock. And what all of that research shows, no matter where it's been conducted in the world, no matter who's conducted the research, you know, over all the years, is that responding to threats by wolves to livestock require that the response be timely and precise. You have to be on the ranch or the farm where the loss has occurred. You have to be focused on the wolves that actually caused the problem, and you have to stay there until the problem is done. And there are ways of dealing with those livestock losses in that kind of precise, focused sort of way. And if they're dealt with in that way, the problems can typically be solved. And again, hunting just doesn't have those properties of precision or timeliness. Most livestock losses in the state of Michigan occur months before the hunting season comes around. Most livestock losses occur in late spring and early summer, and then in the later part of the summer again. And so if that's when the livestock losses tend to occur, that's when you have to focus your mitigation efforts. And hunting of wolves takes place in November and December, and so it's the wrong time of year.
I'd read that Michigan had a healthy wolf population. I initially thought that must mean there were thousands of wolves up there in the UP. It's not quite that many.
No, it's not. And I don't know the latest numbers on wolves, but it's in excess of 500 wolves. And wolves are a creature that needs a little bit of space, quite a bit of space, actually. And so for the size that the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the size that it is, there is in fact a very healthy abundance of wolves. And so there's no concern. And to go back to the question about hunting wolves in Michigan, the kind of hunting that the Michigan Department of Natural Resources has proposed thus far would not be a problem for the number of wolves. The number of wolves that are here can handle that kind of harvest. The concern, I'm pretty sure, for the most part, is just you shouldn't kill a living creature without a good reason. And it seems as though the Michigan DNR maybe hasn't come up with adequate reasons. And to be a bit more harsh, they've come up with what very well may be fallacious reasons.
You mentioned that the policy battle that's going on right now over the future of wolves in Michigan and their status could take a number of different directions. For now, hunting is on hold because wolves are back on the federally endangered species list. Is there any piece of this that you're watching that you think might move next?
Oh, I think the thing that will happen next is whatever the United States Congress does. They're likely to take action on that bill sometime in the relative short term. And whether that bill passes or succeeds, that will say a tremendous amount. And so that's the thing to be paying attention to. If any of the listeners are interested, they would, in this issue, one way or the other, they absolutely would be interested to contact their representative in the United States House of Representatives to tell them what they think about the matter.
John Vucetich, thanks so much for your time.
It was great to share the time with you.
John Vucetich teaches in the School of Forest Resources and Environmental Science at Michigan Technological University. Vucetich will give a talk on the future of Michigan wolf hunting Thursday at Western's Fetzer Center. On Friday, he'll discuss his research on the wolves of Isle Royale. You can hear WMUK's full interview with Vucetich at our website, wmuk.org. This is West Southwest. I'm Sevilla Mann.